from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Do you want to give a shout-out to the Dallas Mavericks as well for, well, Reggie? I know it's been a big day, what with Big Donut falling and everything like that, and it being a shout-out Friday. Both equal reasons to really pay attention today. But the Mavericks make a trade for Quentin Grimes, and they trade Tim Hardaway Jr. and 3 second-round picks to facilitate this. I'm going to be honest. I did not think that the Mavericks had 3 second-round picks left. So good for them for, yes, indeed, having those picks or figuring out a way for Oklahoma City to trade them more picks to facilitate this like they did a few months ago.
Are we completely out of picks now? Is that did we empty the pick vault?
It's got to be for second rounds until like 2031, right?
Okay, all right.
But here's the thing, and we could talk about this any way y'all want, but if people are just curious, we did a deep dive on Quentin Grimes 2 days ago, I want to say, but we can revisit that a little bit. This trade is essentially, and correct me if you guys think I'm off base about this, Tim Hardaway Jr. and 3 second-round picks for Quentin Grimes and the ability to keep Derek Jones Jr.
Yes.
I think that's what this trade actually is.
They wanted to ensure that they kept Derek Jones Jr. around. Like that was what Nico said, number one and number 1B.
Yep.
Like those were the two most important things on his offseason schedule. Was keeping this group, the core group, the five of them, and obviously I think Gafford too, together and ready to rock. And obviously the other part was they wanted to get out from under Tim Hardaway's contract because honestly they didn't want to play him anymore.
Yeah,
like they were like we're done playing the guy anyway. He's just going to be a wasted use of money. So let's figure something else out here. And Grimes gives you an option body off of the bench. And so you get to rock with that. And then this gets you Derek Jones Jr. And Kevin, I am curious now, if you want to go even further, do you have more options here?
Well, I think you kind of need to. Well, actually, in order for the Mavericks to get the full non-taxpayer mid-level exception, which would be
$12.9 million.
Yes. They would have had to take back less than or $4 million and 200,000 and just a little bit in change, 4.23 million or less in order to have all access to that. The salary that they're taking back in this trade is 4.29 million. And so there's like $60,000 that they're still going to have to account for in the salary cap of getting rid of on their salary cap. However, that's significantly closer than they were prior. And so that will give them to the opportunity to give the mid-level exception or utilize the mid-level exception to bring back Derek Jones Jr.
You know who hurts this? Who hurts us on this? That few hundred thousand dollars, the signing of JaVale McGee, because we had to stretch him out. So
oh,
we
yeah,
paid him
right.
$2.3 million last year. We pay him $2.3 million next year. We pay him $2.3 million the year after that, and $2.3 million the year after that because of how pathetic he was
and you had to do it.
Sure.
To kind of get Grant Williams last year and do what you needed to do. But as Reggie just pointed out, if the Mavericks are, let's say, $150,000 or a million
not even
short.
Like $60,000?
Yeah, they're $60,000 short. You can look at JaVale McGee, who I'm being very nice to, saying his name the correct way, for kind of hurting the team by signing a contract that he never intended to play hard for.
And otherwise, it would have been the $5.2 million taxpayer mid-level that you would have had with Hardaway on the books. And look, I know Derek Jones wants to be here. Nobody, he doesn't want to be here that bad. Like, if he could get a $10 to $12 million deal and the Mavericks are like, we can give you 5.2, that's not going to work. And so this does give you the opportunity to use part of that non-taxpayer mid-level exception. Obviously, some work to do if you want to get the whole thing. But I think it should be able to give you the ability to keep Derek Jones Jr., which obviously we love him defensively and in the corner threes. And then Quentin Grimes, he can be a good defender, and he is excellent at breaking through screens. And we've talked about it in the modern NBA.
He looks like a bit of a he looks like a bit of a pest on the perimeter defense,
and he's young.
That's something that they wanted to make sure that they filled up a little bit more. Like you said, he's young to go on top of that. So, man, I think many promising moves by the Mavericks since the trade deadline. Like, everything has just turned up roses for them since then. Obviously, you're like pie in the sky thoughts on what else you can add to this thing. You're like, oh my gosh, it might not happen, but you're for the most part keeping a really good solid part of this group together. And you've added by subtracting and then added by also adding. Look at that. All the math.
Ooh, that's a lot of math talk right there. Now, I had another question for you guys. Obviously things happened this morning and that might start to change things already, but Mark Stein, who, shout out to him. If you want to go check out him on the at the Stein Line or check out his Substack, he is the one who first brought up, the first person I saw bring up Quentin Grimes and why we started talking about him a couple days ago. He has now talked about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope as being another person who is of interest to the Mavericks. Now the Nuggets also have a lot of moving parts, and clearly you saw yesterday during the draft, they moved off of Jackson to get some more money. So that's another one. Have you guys investigated this at all? Does that do anything for you? Or are you like, now, hey, let's just focus all things Derek Jones Jr. and then we'll figure out the rest after?
I think figure out the rest after, because okay. I feel like this is going to be our team. I feel like adding Quentin Grimes, I think the kid from France, you're going to keep over in France and hope he develops.
Melvin Ajinsa.
Yeah.
And
Alexi's cousin.
Yes.
And I just think that this is a team you want to bring back. It got together in mid-February.
Yeah.
You put this team together in mid-February, and it made it through the Western Conference and to the NBA Finals. I'm not saying it automatically wins the championship next year, automatically makes it back to the finals next year. But there is growth with this team now that you can get better. You can say, gosh, if we have a training camp, which probably Luka won't even participate in because he's doing Olympic stuff, but like,
He did hammer that home again, yeah.
So it's just like, I think you're going to have to deal with next year. To be honest, it's for another time, but I think you're going to have to deal with Luka missing 20 games next year because of playing in this Olympic thing and not recovering. I think that you get a training camp with these guys together, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford. They know their roles now, but they can really practice on their roles in the offseason. I don't know this. How many corner three-pointers was PJ Washington shooting last offseason to get ready for the Charlotte Hornets offense?
I don't know.
Probably not as many. I'm just going to assume now he's going to be like, I really need to concentrate on getting the ball in the corner, making a quick decision or a quick shot, because a lot of my opportunities are going to come out of the corner. And so he can practice a lot of these things to get as good as human, as good as God intended him to be in that position.
And also, it's worth noting that I'm pretty sure on the Take That With You podcast, Brian Damaris was saying that they might rework his jump shot, PJ Washington, as well, to help make it more mechanically sound for shooting as well. So, I mean, all of these things happen, as Mike was pointing to, like in the offseason, being able to do that work. So, yeah, no, there might be progress in that way as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, I think we need to just go ahead and throw this out there because people ask questions like this all the time. The other day I brought up Tobias Harris as somebody that the Mavericks are interested in and clearly might be available out there. And then somebody asked about Klay Thompson from the 469. The issue that you're going to run into with all of these, even with this move, is first of all, you traded away one of the players that has a bigger salary to help facilitate certain trades, but you just don't have any money. So you're not going to go out and outside of Derrick Jones Jr. and sign anybody of any real monetary value. The only way any of this would work is in a sign and trade. And then like, what are your sign and trade offer is going to look like in any of these deals?
But you want to go into the luxury tax, you can certainly do that. I mean, you can go into, right? Can you do that in these sign and trade deals?
It gets very difficult because you have to get below a number to get Derrick Jones Jr. If you want to do what you're doing, then you have to let Derrick Jones Jr. go today and say, we're not, that trade had nothing to do with you. Ooh. But then that would be stupid because you just lost all of that money you just talked about. To make a trade for Tobias Harris, you kind of needed Tim Hardaway Jr.'s contract to get to the 30. He makes $39 million. You said that the other day. But you'd have to get to like $35 million. At this point, the only way to do it is trading Kyrie Irving.
Okay. Yeah.
So that would be the only way at this point, losing Tim Hardaway Jr. to get to that number. You would have to, in a way, include Kyrie Irving or Luka.
A Klay like is kind of the same kind of deal there too.
He's a
like
free agent.
Yeah, he's just not going to sign here.
You'd have to make a sign and trade happen there.
Yeah, and
gets difficult with where the luxury tax is and where Golden State is. Like Golden State has been so high, they can't take
They're not
on
trying to take your money back.
They can't do anything.
Okay. And so I do think Mike is on to something. I'm not going to dismiss any interesting names that come up. And that's why I think KCP is probably more interesting than the other two because maybe more achievable. But I think Mike is probably right. Assuming you re-sign Derrick Jones with this trade for Quentin Grimes, I think this is mostly the roster. There might be some churning to go, but I think this is mostly going to be the roster you get. I don't know what that look is.
Kevin from the 214, but that casino money can cover taxes, right?
Well, I think
if they get a casino here in Texas.
I know what you're doing, Corey, which is fun, but I will say the NBA situation is so confusing.
I
love it 10 times more than a lot of other sports, but you doing that, and I love you, but it's so confusing to me. You're really going to confuse the audience who's casual and thinking the Mavs can spend $300 million if they want to.
Yeah.
And they can't.
Right. There's
zillions
of rules that are ununderstandable to the common fan. And I'm more than, I'm going to be honest, I'm whatever, ego here. I'm better than common fan.
What?
But it gets really confusing on all the new rules they've recently put in. That I'm not sure what Golden State can and can't do because there's been new rules put in against teams that are way above the cap that I don't even know if they can sign and trade Klay Thompson.
And you're saying we can't just build a casino here for the aid.
You cannot
for the,
supplement.
For that family
you cannot supplement the salary cap via outside.
So
money
we don't
like
need
that.
To vote for casinos, is what you're
unless
saying.
Unless that's just really what you want, okay, gotcha. Unrelated to basketball. Now, this is the best text we've probably gotten all segment, Reggie. From the 702, the Celtics will run it back again. The maps have no chance. Now, I would tend to agree
big map
that a whole bunch of maps, perhaps an atlas, would have no shot against the Celtics.
I will tell you this. I understand where you're coming from. Denver was the best team by far at the end of the 2023 NBA Finals. And they were like, we're good.
Yeah.
Repeating is tough.
Oh, I agree.
We don't want to go through that grind again. And I don't. We'll see. We will see if Boston
well,
wants to go through
fun
that.
Of that text, man.
Well, yeah, but, and I also think you're wrong there, Kevin, because the Mavs have a lot of legends, you know? So, like, it really could be good for them against the Celtics.
It's impossible to say, like, the Celtics will go through any season or any team will go through any season, like, injury or problem-free. If you ask me right now, do you think this Mavericks team would beat the Celtics? No!
Not but, today.
Exactly. Not today, but the Mavericks would definitely beat a bunch of maps.
There's a, yeah. Well,
I still don't think you're taking into account the legends.
You're right. I'm not.
They'd be key.
Are y'all Google Maps people or y'all Apple Maps? How do y'all rock your maps?
Google Maps.
Google Maps is always my favorite. I use the Apple phone, but I use Google Maps because it's more accurate. Mm-hmm. So
I use the sun.
Dude, I do not have
there
that.
Was a time.
I do not have that innate
there
sense
was a time.
Of direction, Mike.
It rises in the east and sets in the west.
I know, but
all
that
you
doesn't
need to know.
But that doesn't tell me the more specifics. Look, the number one thing I hate when I'm starting going somewhere and they're like, head east on this road. And I'm like, I'm not a compass. Just say turn right out of the parking lot. Sorry for that weird pause. Yeah, that
I'm with you. The other thing that confuses me is our highways have numbers and names. It's like, take Woodall Rogers. I'm like, you son of a gun. Just tell me the number I'm supposed to be on. Is it 30, 35, or 75? Stop saying people's names.
The biggest panic I ever had in my life.
Tom Landry Highway.
Do people know what that actually is?
LBJ Highway.
Stop saying it like that. I swear, back in the day, I printed out a MapQuest thing to get home, and it was like, takes George W. Bush, I don't know, west or something. And then the entrance that I saw said north or south. I was like, oh, no. I didn't know if this was like a Hogwarts. I just have to believe it's right in the middle or whatever. But I'm still
you
here.
You didn't do that,
no,
though.
No, of course
that
not.
It would have been awesome if you did and you were like, I did end up at the right spot.
Yeah, and I got right home within 2 minutes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.